first observation I would have, it seems to be that, first of all, people from outside of a policing background are writing a report for the police management to tell them how to manage their own police service. It's kind of bizarre, and you'd have to question taxpayers' money. Also, there seems to be only one parameter of productivity which was questioned, and that is the issue of tickets and the issue of prosecutions. Now, as long as I've been in the Garda Síochána, that's 25 years, policing is a very broad-ranging subject, and there's a lot of interest to it. And in countries where we have pursued quotas and chased nothing but numbers, there's been huge ethical and moral dilemmas for individual officers, and it actually has been laws brought in the United States to outlaw quotas in some states. So I don't think that's the police service people of Ireland want or envisage.
So do you actually think that this report, that it shouldn't really be given much consideration?
Well, I don't. I think it lacks credibility, because at the end of the day, it's reporting on the activities of police personnel. And police personnel in a police college, the first thing they're told is to establish facts. What this piece of paper has is a number of subjective opinions and generalities of statements that attacks the character of an entire group of workers based on, as I say, very subjective observations. And what's even more bizarre is that the Garda Commissioner and the Chair of the Police, what was the Policing Authority, chose to selectively pick pieces of the report which reflected on the entire workforce and had the potential to undermine public confidence in the force, and use them as the focus of their commentary. So it's caused a lot of concern, a lot of disquiet amongst our members. But I think the document is limited in its value, and you really would have to question the motives and the reason why it was commissioned, other than to undermine the motivation and demotivate further members of staff who are disillusioned and perhaps demotivated.
I know you think it shouldn't, but do you think it will affect public confidence about the force?
Well I mean, the public probably won't sit down and read 22 pages in the same detail that most Gardaí will, or people, journalists or people in interest. So the public have heard the headlines that were published and the stories whenever this report was announced, and it was led as a result of a public meeting. And those commentaries, yes, the general public are only paying past attention or hearing a focus on isolated pieces of parts of the report that reflect poorly, perhaps, on an undefined number of personnel.